from Streamline Publishing, the Radio and Television Business Report, and Radio Inc. Magazine. Welcome to this Hispanic Radio Podcast. Hi, my name is Adam Jacobson, and I am the editor-in-chief of the Radio and Television Business Report, and it is my pleasure to give you more information on Hispanic radio, the power of its listeners, and why you may want to consider a Spanish-language radio format or a Hispanic-focused radio format in your market. Good day. My name is Adam R. Jacobson, and with me today is Liz Castells. She is the bicoastal president and CEO of what is now called Infusion by Castells. It is a ad agency based in Los Angeles. She spends a lot of time in New York, where she joins us from today. Hi, Liz. How are you?
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Everything's great. It's a beautiful day here in Miami Beach. Hopefully you're staying warm, and it's hopefully a good spring day for you in New York. Having said that, let's bring into the conversation of Hispanics and their love affair with radio. It seems to be as strong as ever, and I'm wondering what sort of insight you have from your perspective on that.
Well, let me first give you some stats. The Nielsen's just released their audio report for 2018, and it's 98% listen to radio on a weekly basis, which is so it is still the absolute highest reach media, greater than even live and DVR TV put together. Hispanics still spend the most time with radio of any group, almost 14 hours weekly. And still, even with the increase in streaming, it's 12 times greater than that spent.
A little sound effect there, because that is great. Nearly one third of Hispanic radio users are heavy users. What can you say about that?
Yes, well, because they love Hispanics love radio so much, and their connection to radio is so personal. You get a much higher level of heavy users, and the heavy users are also a very desirable audience. Highly employed, over 70K income, skews millennials and women, who of course are the household generals in among Hispanics.
Now, at your agency, where does radio come into play? Is it used sparingly? Is it a big part of the mix? What can you share?
It's business as usual. We use it as part of the 360 mix for continuity and to sustain all of our campaigns. It's a powerful, in addition to just being a reach and frequency builder, it's powerful for local promotions, events, on-air content, chatter, and it's brilliant for cross promotions with social, digital, mobile, obviously leveraging the DJs, endorsement, on-air talent, and tying into all community, cultural, sports events, etc. It's Hispanics, if I can continue here. Hispanics have an unusual relationship with radio. It is because of its imitable, my new word, I love that, its imitable local community. Okay, these guys, they are friends with, it's like a friend and ally. The DJs are their friends. They give them personal advice. They relate to the talent. They have great morning shows. Look at the way that sports is covered on radio with the passion and just the honesty and the craziness of it. Radio stations have an unwavering commitment to serve their communities. And this word of mouth and trust is something that really doesn't exist to this extent of any other group and their relationship with radio. To our people, to nuestra gente, radio is extremely personal. It's an extremely personal cultural connection. And that it's like, I call it the soundtrack of their Hispanic lives. It's like the radio's on no matter what they're doing on the go or at home. So it's pretty, pretty darn powerful.
It's alive and kicking from what I see. And I know that there are certain formats that we've seen consistently outrank some of the others. I know Regional Mexican, just from my experience working with Arbitron several years ago, was number one. Are we still seeing that? Or are we seeing like the Latin urban format come into play in some markets? What are you seeing on that end in terms of what at least the advertisers are interested in?
On a national basis, Mexican regional and Spanish contemporary, which would include some of what you just mentioned, are still the top ones. Four out of the five formats that Hispanics love are in Spanish. And they're also among the top 20 formats across adults 18 to 49 in the United States, regardless of language, which just supports the power of Hispanic radio. So it's doing well. In fact, you know, one of the things that I get asked often is, you know, how, given all the increase in digital and streaming, how could radio be so, continue to be so strong? And what's very interesting is that the, all of this increased activity is, has actually grown the total Hispanic audio pie in the last decade. And I believe that that has to do with what I've mentioned before, the intangible, that intangible and very strong local community and cultural connection that, that Hispanics have. I also think it has to do with the fact that all radio stations have already, most of them have expanded to digital distribution. They're already tied their own traditional radio to their social, digital, mobile formats. And they're staying on trends with a lot of value added stuff that, that the radio stations need to stay at the forefront and continue to have strong ratings. You know, things like, integrating their stations to voice activated devices, right? Leveraging podcasts, on demand audio content, and monetizing mobile apps with sticky features that keep their listeners coming back and interacting with them. I think that there's going to be a lot happening on that front, given that Hispanics radio stations are all about interacting on a personal basis with their listeners. All of this is blending together.
And it sounds like a great opportunity for brand interactivity as well. Sometimes you think of a brand just kind of sticking a commercial on there and then that's the end of the story. It seems that with Hispanic radio, there's more of a conversation going and really kind of bringing the brand into an experiential opportunity that does include the on-air broadcast and some of the things that you're seeing in a digital realm as well. So you answered my question that I was going to give you about Spotify and Pandora, because we know that Hispanics over index when it comes to digital and social, but at the same time, they're over indexing on radio.
Right. It just expanded the pie. Isn't that a glorious thing? And it just supports their, you know, connection with radio and why it makes sense. We use it for experiential, we use it for branding, and we use it to make the phone ring as well as to get traffic at stores. So let me be clear, Hispanic, that cultural connection and the use of radio, it is about the branding experience, but it produces results, which I think is the most important thing when it comes down to the bottom line of what clients want.
También en español. And on that note, I want to thank you. Thank you, Liz Castells, for participating in this Hispanic Radio podcast. You can find them very easily at HispanicRadioConference.com. And if you are already planning for May, well, we think about several months ahead. My brain is thinking well ahead to March. How about March 2019? That's when the Hispanic Radio Conference returns to Miami. You can also find these podcasts at the Radio and Television Business Report at rbr.com. So thank you, Liz, and have a great day in New York.
Thank you.
This is a presentation of Streamline Publishing and Radio Inc. and rbr.com. Copyright 2018. Have a great day.